Our final case of today is United States against White. Mr. Work.
Your Honor, I'm John Kelly.
Mr. Kelly. Where's Mr. Work?
Your Honor, there's two issues basically involved that we've...
Mr. Kelly, where can we find the district court's rulings that are being challenged here?
The sentencing that were imposed, they were... that the conviction was set
there,
out...
There are several things being... challenged. One, for example, is the district court's ruling with respect to the jury instruction.
That's right, Your Honor.
Circuit Rule 30 requires the appendix to the brief to contain the rulings, whether written or oral, that are being contested. It also requires the inclusion of the judgment and a few other things. Where are these things?
The judgment is set out in the original brief, Your Honor.
Where are the rulings?
The rulings, Your Honor, were in the transcript that was filed. If I did
the rule requires them to be attached to the brief. Your name or Mr. Work's name is on a certificate of counsel that all things required to be included under Rule 30 are included. Your that representation appears to be quite spectacularly false. What should we do you think?
I don't have an answer, Your Honor.
We will decide. This is sanctionable conduct. We'll have to decide how to proceed. Please go ahead.
The issue, Your Honor, as to the transcript, as to the jury instruction, that there was in the was a statement to the court made by the government that Robert White...
By the way, even the judgment is not attached to your brief. Nothing required by Rule 30 is attached to the brief.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. The judgment is on page 43. I'm sorry, it's on page 3 of the original brief.
Page 3 of the original brief?
Yes, in the case United States, the cause number we, the jury, find. That's the jury finding. And
page 3 of the original.
Are you referring to the black quote in your brief,
yes,
counsel?
Sure.
That's not the same thing.
Has nothing to do with the rule or indeed...
And the sentencing was on page 4 of the brief.
You and Mr. Work are not exactly novice practitioners in this court. Well, as I say, we will do something.
Yes, Your Honor.
Please proceed.
The government had made the statement that Robert White had a duty to file a conflict of interest statement. Interest disclosure, he didn't do it. This is what the case is about. The brief indicated we completely agreed with that statement. There was a stipulation that was filed that specifically stated Robert White did not file a disclosure statement. So that leaves one basic issue, and that's whether or not Robert White had a duty to file such a disclosure statement. The whole theory of the defense was that Robert White was a member of the Gary Common Council. We have the Gary Park District. The issue to be determined is, under the Indiana state law, whether or not White had this duty to file the disclosure statement. The first aspect is that if you're a public servant And this, I would add, is found in IC 354413. You're a public servant and not on the staff of a governing body empowered to contract or purchase on behalf of a governmental entity. You're able to have contracts and make a profit. That's first exception. The second exception is that if you are and you do function and have duties performed by the public servant for the governmental entity are unrelated to the contract or purchase, and the key word is there is and, the public servant makes a disclosure statement. That's the second requirement. So the issue then becomes, was Robert White part of the governmental entity that was issuing this $30,000 contract? The evidence presented is that the Gary Park District has separate and distinct bonding authority. They have separate and distinct and income streams. They have a separate, they are also a special taxing district.
That's an argument you made to the jury?
Say again, Your Honor.
That's an argument you made to the jury?
It was attempted by Mr. Work and was cut off under objection by the government that was sustained by the trial court.
Well, was he reading from the Indiana statute at the time?
No, Your Honor. I'm sorry, was Mr. Work?
Right.
No, Your Honor. The Indiana statute is the requested instruction.
And the judge just gave the instruction that the city of Gary is a governmental entity.
That is correct, Your Honor.
But that didn't preclude Mr. Work from arguing, as you are now, that the Park District was separate from the city of Gary.
He attempted that when he was arguing his final presentation. The record is clear. He tried to read the definition of a government entity. That was what was proposed to be instruction 26, to say that a governmental entity means the United States, a state, county, township, city, town, separate municipal corporation, special taxing district, or school corporation. He tried to read that, tried to present it to the jury, and was, under objection from the state, prevented from doing that.
Well, I don't know that you should be able to read what you propose as an instruction, and the district court refused to give it and then be permitted to read it from, I assume he's standing before the jury with the Indiana Code trying to tell them what the law is. That's not the function of closing argument, is it?
Absolutely correct, Your Honor. And that's part of the problem, what we're coming at. The presentation by the, or the refusal to give the instruction, including this, prevented the entire theory of the case from being done, as I have cited in my brief. I've talked about the four elements in the Wilson decision, and Hendricks is cited by the government. And none of those were the subject of an objection by the government, and the refusal to give the instruction was the denial of the fair trial that we have proposed. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Mr. Van Warmer.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, I respectfully disagree with Mr. Kelly's rendition of the facts. When the district court got to the point of the theory of defense argument, there was the discussion about whether the entire Indiana Code statute should be offered or not, should be read. The district court denied that jury instruction. Mr. Work was the attorney who did the final arguments at the trial court level, and he did, in fact, make that disconnect, what I term the disconnect argument, to the jury. He wasn't allowed to read the Indiana statute, as Judge Keeney just mentioned, but he did in fact make the argument that there is a disconnect between the park board and the city of Gary. The jury obviously didn't agree with that. In fact, that's the entire crux of the defense's argument, is that he was somehow prevented from presenting his theory of the defense, which is this disconnect between the park board and the city of Gary. A, the facts are simply not favorable to Mr. Kelly or Mr. Work on that point. The overwhelming evidence came that, as was pointed out in the government's brief, that the park board and the city were very closely intertwined, and B, he did in fact present that theory of the defense. He presented that theory of defense in the opening statements when he said there is this complete separation between the park board. It's a separate entity.
Is this really a question of fact, counsel? What is the legal status of the park board?
The park board is a division of the city of Gary.
And is that pursuant to Indiana statute? Is that pursuant to city ordinance or both?
I believe both, Your Honor. It's certainly in accord with Gary city ordinances. The park board...
So it's a political subdivision of the city?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. The mayor makes appointments to the board?
The mayor appoints all four members of the park board. The mayor appoints the executive director of the park board. The city council ultimately approves all of the funding for the park board. I could argue that they approve, therefore, all of the purchases, but if there isn't any funding, of course, there can be no purchase. It's an integral part of the city. It's a division. It's a department. In fact, that's the problem in the Indiana statute. Mr. Kelly pointed out, if we assume that Mr. White, the defendant, was not a member of the governing board of the park board, and he didn't have any exact direct connection with the contracts there, but he was with the governmental entity under the Indiana statute, is the city of Gary. The only way Mr. White can have a contract that deals in a situation like that is if he is not on the governing body, which is the park board, ultimately files this disclosure as recorded by Indiana State Court with both the Secretary of State and the Circuit Court, and that simply wasn't done. I have a real problem with the defense saying that they were not allowed to present the theory of defense, because that was gone over and over and over again during the trial, during opening and during closing statements. Be happy to answer any other questions if you have any. Not all rest. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything further, Mr. Kelly?
The idea of the park board being a subdivision of the city. This is the jury issue that I would represent needed to be decided.
Why isn't it a legal issue? What do the state statutes and the city ordinances say about the legal status of the park board?
That does not appear anywhere in the trial transcript, nor was that ever argued to the jury. And it may have been.
Has anybody looked it up?
Say again, ma'am.
Has anybody looked it up to determine that question?
It has. It's a separate authority. That, like I said, it has its state its bonding authority. It's funding for golf courses, and it additionally has its specific taxing authority. That's state statute. They do allow the entire budget on an up or down vote must be approved by the Gary City Council.
So it's not legally autonomous.
Semi-autonomous, for lack of a better term. And that's where we're getting into this.
Do you think the Federal Reserve is part of the United States?
That's a carryover from an earlier case, Mr.
I understand.
The Federal Reserve has a separately appointed Board of Governors, and it turns out it has the authority to levy fees on banks.
Yes.
So you think it's part of the United States?
Yes.
Well, but that's, I think everything that I've just told you about the Federal Reserve is true about the Park District in relation to the city of Gary.
Using the same thing, does that mean that the Federal Reserve if a member of the Federal Reserve wanted a government contract, the Federal Reserve Board wanted a government contract for something totally unrelated to the Federal Reserve, that they have to file a disclosure statement. This is to be a
yes,
jury.
Yes, and I would expect to find him in prison if he didn't. Yes. Thank you very much, Mr. Kelly.
Thank you.
The case is taken under advisement, and the court will be in recess.